You ready?
I am ready, steady, Eddie. Hit me with it, bro.
Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is the usual warning. There will be some strong language, but if you're okay with that, let's go. This is a World Cup round of 16.
Yeah, buddy. Is it too early to say those three naughty words?
Look, I'm not saying them, but football has rang its mum and told it to make up the spare room.
Oi, mum, get the fucking spare bed, get the airbed out,
yeah,
pump it up.
Because there is a fucking chance that I might be on a fucking flight back home soon. do you know what? Fair fucking play. I think the Senegal game, probably just pronounced Senegal wrong. Senegal?
Yeah.
Senegal?
There's a few things you pronounce with emphasis on words. You did one the other day that fucking annoyed me, or I listened to it back and I was like, well, I didn't realize he says it like that. Can't remember what it was. Arsenal, that's another one.
Arsenal?
Senegal.
Tottenham.
I don't know who you think you are, to be totally honest.
Bon Lahore.
And yeah. Bruno Fernandes. You talk differently on the pod than you do in real life.
This is my phone voice?
Yeah, you try and pronounce every single letter, and I think you should just be you, just be real. I don't know who you're lying to.
I just want to make sure people can actually understand me, because I mumble so much when I talk. It's like my tongue is too big for my mouth, which is ironic because my feet are too small for my shoes.
There we go. That's the content we need.
But yeah,
Mr. I feel like size 9 feet and the size 13 shoes. Go ahead.
Do you know what? I messaged earlier on in the group, and it's actually true. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight for the listeners out there. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight. I got a bet with my dad at the moment. Who can lose the most weight? And since we made that bet, I've been on two holidays and constantly just on the piss, it seems. So I'm not saying
Christmas round the corner.
Yeah. So luckily there's a weigh-in just before Christmas, but after the missus' birthday. So it's not good. It's not a good time. But I actually really hope I lose a bit of weight off the feet. Just a little bit of girth. I just want to lose a bit of girth off the feet. And then I might be able to buy a pair of fucking normal size trainers. It would actually be amazing.
A little hobbit feet.
That'd be my Christmas miracle. Mate, yeah, it is true though, because I've got baby's feet, right? So if you look at a baby's foot, it hasn't fully formed yet. They're little rectangles. That's my feet.
What was your shoe situation when you were young? And I'll supplement that question with another question.
You need to explain the first question first, mate.
Did your parents pay out for trainers that would fit, or did they just put you in whatever?
So, So you're talking about like when I'm a teenager and stuff like that, right?
I'm talking about when you were a child.
So when I was a child,
like pre-10,
like everyone went to Clark's, got on the little machine, which I thought was going to crush my feet.
Oh, mate, Charlotte grew up in Anglesey.
Yeah.
She didn't have a fucking clue what this machine was.
What?
Because obviously we took Killian in to get his feet measured a while ago. And I said, oh, they got that machine in there. And I was like, because I'll be telling them there's no way you're fucking using that on my boy. And she went, what machine? And I went, the machine that crushes cars.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you on about? And I was like, wait, what are you on about? And she goes, they just bring out a fucking thing, a plastic pad with
the
wood, a measuring thing.
Yeah, with the little sliders and the strap on it.
I went, no, you put your foot into a metal contraption, right? And it closes on the top and then it closes on the sides. And she went,
yeah,
that shit like that doesn't exist. Mate, try and find a video online. I found one video and it's the crustiest video ever. And I showed her it and she went, what in the holy hell is this? And I was like, this was modern technology when I was a kid, mate. Everybody fucking
it
did
was,
this.
Yeah, no, it was amazing and horrendous at the same time. But yeah, no, yeah,
well,
I got my.
Yeah, but how are our parents allowing that to happen, though?
Well, it was that thing. I doubt it crushed anyone's foot, right? Like, that must have been a thing.
Mate.
Maybe it crushed my feet. Maybe that's why my feet are fucked and that we just didn't realize.
So, what you're saying is then, is you have complete faith in the Clark's car destruction machine that it never crushed anyone's foot in the whole country. Is that what you're saying?
Mate, do you know what? I think the Mail or the Sun would have had that written across.
Mate, I don't
Clark,
know.
They'd have been like Clark Catastrophe or something like that.
I thought that was your dyslexia playing up. No. I was like, oh,
no, that was me trying to make a terrible pun or a terrible combination of two words that just didn't work.
There's a joke in there, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, no, my feet situation. And then when I got to about 12, 13, 14, I started ordering my shoes off a place called Walk Tall, which was a brochure you used to get through, like a catalogue. And we had to get them sent through. And that's why I started wearing skater shoes, because they were wider. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a little fact for you. I started wearing DC shoes because they were wider.
Well, they're wider and they're, I wouldn't say stretchy on the sides, but they're canvas shoes, aren't they? So you can
No, like the leather ones, like the old school, like fat fucking leather pieces. Not like Vans ones. These were like the proper big chunky ones that you used to get.
I don't think I know what you're on about then.
Yeah, no, these were proper big ones. They were just fat. They made my feet look even fatter than they actually are.
Mm.
But I could wear those quite well. And then when I wore school shoes, I had to go up a size because they were too narrow.
This is good chat for someone that doesn't know us, isn't it?
Yeah, sweet. So why don't we just talk about this before we got on air?
I don't know. I blame my parents, by the way, for the state of my feet.
You blame them for everything.
Yeah, I know. But they're my parents. Do you know what I mean? So what the hell do you expect? But yeah, like my feet seemed to curl up at the front. And then the doctor was like, yeah, you just got short tendons. And I was like, I don't think that's the case. I'm pretty certain like my parents were poor and I wore shoes that were too small for too long. And my feet just had to accommodate to that. So that's why I asked the crack with your parents / trainers / shoes / Robbie, don't kill me. I'm just asking questions. Jesus Christ.
Robbie won't be listening to this anyway. He doesn't listen to the podcast. And two, he is like foregoing everything with this World Cup. He hasn't watched one single game. Fair play. Morals.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. He was just like, do you know what? I don't fucking agree with Qatar buying the fucking World Cup. You can't be gay over there. Don't like it. So I ain't going to watch it. And yeah, just morally, he's like, fuck that. So he's not doing it.
So in the event that those three words are spoken by the nation, I'm not jinxing it. Will your dad feel bad that he's missed out on history?
No, I don't think. I don't think he'll care that much, no.
Oh, okay.
He'll be like, yeah, all right, sweet, whatever. His moral stance would be better than anything else.
Right.
In his head.
How old's your old man, though? He's got to be like fucking 60.
62.
Yeah, so he spent all that time watching England and cheering England on, and then the one realistic time that we're actually close, and he's pieing it.
I mean, we were close last World Cup. Mm-hmm. We were even closer in the Euros.
We were close in the last World Cup. No, we're fucking near it.
We were close.
In the Euros, we were close. What, in the World Cup?
We got up to the semis.
I wouldn't call that close.
Well, we're only in the fucking quarterfinals now, mate, so we're close in that.
Yes, I know. And I'm not saying it. Someone said the words the other day, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, you jinxed it now. I'm not going to name their name because I don't want you to go after them. But we do know them. Evidently, I know them. I had a conversation with them. But yeah, yeah, that'd be a weird chat, wouldn't it? But yeah, mate, it's... I don't want to say it. What I will say, right, and I genuinely believe this, if Gareth Southgate played the current team / formation that we're playing now in the Euros, we'd have won the Euros. If we didn't play with fucking seven defenders, mate, we'd have won the Euros.
Against 60-year-old Italy.
Yeah, genuine. 100% would have beaten them. And another thing I genuinely believe, if Calvin Phillips was fit at the start of this tournament, right, Jude Bellingham was not playing.
Yeah, no, see, I feel like Jude Bellingham has to play.
No.
I think he would have played. I think he has to play. I think there's too much made around him that he cannot not play.
He wouldn't have given him a chance.
I think he would have had two defensive midfielders with him and Rice. They'd have Calvin Phillips and Rice, and then they would have Jude on there, which would then have just taken away from someone else up the pitch anyway. So I do think you're right. I think if Calvin Phillips was fit, he would have played. But I think Bellingham would have still been on there. He would just be more of a cam than he is as a centre midfielder.
So the team we put together, right, at the first episode was, just quickly, we went 4-2-3-1 in...
And Southgate Pope, listened to us.
Shaw, Cody, Stones, Trippier, Bellingham, Rice, Foden, Madison, Saka, and then we put Wilson up front, but it's going to be Kane. Anyway, that formation is practically what they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Now, for the most part, do you know what I mean? Like, you can argue about the three in the middle instead of a 4-2-3-1, but it's the same fucking thing. We weren't far off, to be totally honest. Do you know what I mean? And we said on that first episode, where do we think this team that we knocked up would come? And we said, we'd like to say semis, but definitely quarters is what we were thinking, wasn't it?
I said they struggled against Iran.
No, we said the typical Southgate team that we expected him to put out, the Euros Southgate team, we'll call. And look what happened, Gareth. Eh? Look what happened.
When you play
players in positions that they're good in, and you play a formation where you don't have fucking seven defenders, look what happens. Oh, yeah, we score the most amount of goals in the tournament. Oh, how interesting.
Mate, you don't have to draw your way to a victory. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking Greece did or whatever it was. Wasn't it Greece?
Portugal that, did it. They won off six draws and a win, didn't they?
Yeah, fucking shocking.
Morocco were doing it this year, aren't they?
Mate, fucking hell. I'll tell you what, to give Southgate some credit, he has played a decent fucking... He played a decent team against Senegal, but he needs to fucking be doing it more. I feel like he's starting to feel the pressure from pundits and the media and stuff like that. Obviously not
us.
He got
bullied into it with Foden, didn't he? We said that last time, but he did, didn't he? But...
And I think he really made the right choice by bringing Henderson on. And the fact that Henderson was on that plane and he came on and scored the first goal made me the happiest fucking man in the world for all of 10 seconds. And I realised it was fucking Jordan Henderson. Was that a forced yawn then?
If we had a... No, generally tired, but and bored of your shit. If we had a number nine who played in the number nine position and was disciplined enough and intelligent enough to stay at number nine, Jordan Henderson wouldn't have to run 40 yards fucking into the number nine position to score the goal. There'd already be a number nine there. This was my fucking point all along.
It was great Bellingham, though, wasn't it?
Credit where it's due. Jordan Henderson had a good game. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't say too much about it. Do you know what I mean? He did have a good game. I think everybody had a good game. Honestly, I'm the first one to give fucking Harry Maguire shit because he's bollocks. But he's been fucking quality next to Stones. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all four at the back, they've been fucking brilliant. The pick of the lot and the name on everybody's lips at the moment is obviously Jude Bellingham. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking... Everyone's seeing him with Henderson and frigging Trent. They're like, oh, he's going to Liverpool. But he's probably the one player in the world at the moment that will have practically every club in the world lining up to sign him. And it's very, very rare that we see something like this. I mean, like, you could say the same about, you know, Mbappe, or even, say, Eden Hazard at the end of his career, at the end of his Chelsea time, I should say. But with those two players, there's only a few realistic options of where they can go. Because you know the wage packet's going to come with it, you know the demands are going to come with it, and the price tag is going to come with it. With Bellingham, I don't think there's a club on the planet that... A, wouldn't pay the transfer, and B, wouldn't pay the wage. Where he goes next is going to be very, very, very interesting.
Does he come back home? I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's coming home, I'm saying, is Jude Bellingham coming home?
You said it!
What
do you constitute home? England?
Yeah, he's not coming back to fucking Birmingham. He's not going down to Championship. Or,
he'd have to unretire his number.
Or go to fucking Villa. He hates Villa. But he, like, is he coming to England, or does he go to, I'm not saying he goes to Bayern Munich, but does he go to Spain? Does he go to Real Madrid? He's if he comes back to England, he is under scrutiny all the time. And I think in Germany, he can kind of, he doesn't have the pressure, if you know. Like he has the pressure because he's earned that pressure. Whereas back home now, he kind of has that pressure because of his name. He has to hit the ground running. And we know a lot of the time, players can't do that, especially young British players can't do that, because the pressure from the media, from fans, is just a little bit too much.
I think that's twofold, though, isn't it? I think that that comes with... so say, for example, when we signed Sancho, right? 75 million, right? Now, has Sancho been a good sign-in? Yes. Has Sancho been a £75 million sign-in? No. If you ask any Man United fan, was Sancho worth it? Most sane ones are going to say no. You get the fucking clowns out there that, that'll tell you that he's fucking mint, and I'm sure he is, right? But he's not worth 75 mil. And you say the same with Paul Pogba. Was Paul Pogba a good signing? No. Was he worth 90 mil? No. But on his day, there aren't any centre mids that come near him. And I think part of Pogba's problem with Man United wasn't so much that he couldn't get used to the English football. It wasn't so much that it was too fast-paced or whatever, blah, 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 whichever, you know, fucking thing you want to put on it. Pogba really struggled with the fact that he had to be consistently good every single week. But when you put a tag on of 90 million, you have to be good every single week. And this is what Maguire is dealing with at the minute. You're 80 mil. If you're 80 mil, you need to prove why you're 80 mil. Now, that doesn't come down to... Pogba rightfully said it. He was like, I didn't get to choose what my price tag was. He was like, no. But regardless of whether you get to choose what it is, there is an obligation to prove to the world why you were this much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, but although you weren't the one to decide the price tag, you did decide to go there. You did decide, yes, I'll take 300 grand wages every single week. Yes, I'll take fucking win bonuses, goal bonuses, whatever. Yes, I'll fucking go to that team. If you didn't think you can do it, and you're looking at it going, fucking hell, 90 mil is a bit too much, I don't want that pressure on me, you shouldn't have fucking went. But it'd be interesting to see what Bellingham does regarding not so much where he goes, but fucking when he goes as well. I'm sure Dortmund are going to want money for him, which makes sense. But if Bellingham was intelligent, he'd wait until there's like a year to 18 months left on his contract and then fuck off. Because then, I mean, he's still going to be 40 mil, even at, like, look at Haaland, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Haaland went with fuck all left on his deal, and he only went for 50 mil. It's mad that we're saying only when we say 50, but fucking hell, Haaland could have went for four times that, and he'd still be worth the money, like, the goals he's putting up. But
you make the money back on, the club still pays the price that they would, they just pay it in wages rather than they do.
Yeah, absolutely. But the pressure is off the player then. Do you know what I mean? Like so, I mean, I don't think there's any club in the world that that he couldn't walk into and instantly make better. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, even me and Isaac were talking the other day, and I said, if he goes to Man City, it's over. Like, we're fucked. And he was like, I don't think he gets into the squad. And I was like, fucking, are you mad? I was like, he's straight into that squad. So you'd work the midfield around him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, how old is he? 22?
Yeah, if that.
Something like that. Do you know what I mean? If he's on a 5-year deal, he's going to be hitting his prime towards the end of that. Do you know what I mean? And fucking, like, you'd build the squad around him.
He's 19.
There you go. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
middle name is Victor, by the way.
Eh?
His middle name is Victor William.
Victor, fucking hell, strong. Jude Victor William Bellingham. Fucking absolute mouthful. Yeah, Liverpool could do with him. They've got an aging midfield, haven't they? Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson, all, you know, the wrong side of 28, 30. Man United, we've needed one for fucking since Fergie left. He could fit in everywhere.
Is why you got to look at. It's not just the team at the moment, is it? He's 19. He's got to look at where he can improve over the next 5, 6, 10 years potentially, or 5 years. Bring him up to 24, and then he goes off and plays wherever again, gets another big move to another big club, whoever that is at the time. And I think you got players around, like you said, who are aging in that Liverpool squad, and he's going to obviously bring that down a bit. But at the same time, if you're Jude Bellingham, are you looking at Liverpool now and going, oh, that looks like a decent team to be joining? That looks like a team coming off the top and coming on that little bit of a downward trend. Whereas Man City, with the signing of Haaland, they've got obviously some older players in there, but they've still got plenty of youth in there as well. You'd be looking at that, or do you go to, I'm not saying United are the best option from now, but he might be in a couple of years.
Look, longevity, I'm not just saying this because I'm a United fan. Look, longevity, Man United or Man City are his best options.
Yeah.
Like when you actually look at where the club is at and where they're going to be, like say, for example, you look at Liverpool, they've got a lot of players, 30 plus, who aren't going to be there in 4 or 5 years' time. And it's a rebuilding project. Klopp as well isn't going to be there in 3 to 4 years' time. I don't know if Erik ten Hag is going to be there in 3 to 4 years' time. But what I will say, since Fergie left, he looks like the one who's going to have everything poured into him. Do you know what I mean? Because Man United need to get back on top now, because it's getting fucking ridiculous for Man United. Do you know what I mean? So I think they know now that they need to stick with someone, and the Glazers are fucking finally putting United up for sale, which is fantastic.
Well, this is the thing as well, isn't it? Liverpool and United are both up for sale. Chelsea's just been bought, but Chelsea, don't know what the owner there is doing.
Chelsea are their fucking manager all the time, do you know what I mean? So that's not a realistic one for the future, is it?
Pep is signing a contract extension, and he's there till 2025.
Yeah.
So he's not long, mate.
That's only 3 years.
Yeah, that's, do you know what I mean? But
2.5 years, really. But if he wins the Champions League in that time, mate, he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he is gone. And I don't know what he does. I don't know if he goes and manages the national team or fucking whatever. But I don't rate him, because everywhere he's been, he's had money. Do you know what I mean? He's a good man manager. He's not a good game manager, if that makes sense. But he will go down as one of the greatest because of the accolades that he has. Whether that's attached to money or not is here nor there. But for Real Madrid's the other one I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Just purely because their midfield now, Toni Kroos, old as fuck. Luka Modric, exactly the same. Imagine Camavinga and friggin' Bellingham in midfield for Real Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be an absolute joke.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, if he doesn't come here, that's really his only option. Barcelona won't exist in fucking 3 years' time.
Do you not reckon?
What, Barcelona?
Yeah.
They will, obviously, but yeah. They're just such a poorly fucking run club, selling their rights and banking on being in the Champions League, and they ain't fucking doing it.
Yeah. I think in 5 years' time, mate, Netflix are going to put out a special called Barcelona Uncovered, and everything I've said over the last 10 years about them being fucking corrupt and money-grabbing bastards and cheating cunts is all going to come out, and I cannot fucking wait. I'm going to rub my hands with it, mate. Going abroad, Real Madrid is the only real option, I think. Not the teams won't want him. It's more where he wants to go, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So, mate, what a position to be in, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, 19 years old, literally, the world at his feet. This is what fucks me up about Greenwood.
Fuck him off. I'm sick of fucking mentioning him on this fucking thing.
Shut up, you can. But fucking, if Kane's obviously 30, right? So he'll probably make the next tournament, puts him at 32, 33, whatever. After that, we haven't got any nines coming up. And this is what we were saying when we touched on it before. Literally, the world's at your feet. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you go ahead and do fucking all the stupid shit that you've fucking done. For players like Bellingham, this doesn't just set up his life. Do you know what I mean? Like, this sets up His mum and dad, his fucking siblings, and I know you can say that for every footballer, but this is talking about like setting up his family for generations.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like his grandkids, great grandkids, like fucking you can't spend the money quick enough. Bellingham at 19 years old could potentially be, well, he could be the most sought after property in the world, because Mbappe is not going anywhere but Real Madrid, is he? So, like, realistically, he's not going anywhere but Real Madrid if he leaves PSG. I mean, they gave him the keys to the kingdom, but fucking, it doesn't seem to be working out, does it? So,
no. Mate, I just... It's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be one to be coming out. Obviously, they've made him captain recently. Jude Bellingham, because get some more money.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he's got left on his contract. He has...
I'm not sure either.
2025. So he's got no release clause. So that's interesting. There's fucking no release clause. So they're going to be fucking paying big money.
Yeah.
And Birmingham City have got a 5% sell-on clause. That's pretty much fucking what the club's worth, I think.
Yeah. Dortmund have become the German Ajax, haven't they?
Yeah, but they're just doing... I think with Dortmund, I think they've had to do it, haven't they? Like...
To survive, yeah. Yeah,
like they sold some of their best players, and a lot of their best players went literally to the only other fucking team in Germany over the last 10 years.
The only player who didn't go was Marco Reus, but that's because he's literally the most injury-prone fucking player in the world. He's class and he's unreal, but fuck me. You try and keep him fucking free of injury for 20 games. Impossible.
Yeah, and... They had to change tack because in Germany it's like a completely different run system. You have like the 51% rule where fans own 51% of the clubs and stuff like that, and it's all a little bit different over there, and it's a lot cleaner, and that's why none of those fucking teams were named in the Super League when it got announced, because they're not cunts like the rest of them. But it's, do you know what I mean, it's a little bit different, and they're doing a fucking shit hot thing of, look, let's just buy decent young players, and they're combing all the fucking leagues and just hoovering people up, and that's what it should be. It's mental that Jude Bellingham or Sancho has to go to Dortmund to get games and then instantly fucking just be killing it over there. I know Jude had been playing for Birmingham City and he had been performing well for them, but there was no hint of him going to a Premier League club, because he goes there and he's just going to sit on the fucking bench.
Well, this goes back to one that we spoke about in an earlier episode. For players to be brought in at Premiership level that young, I think is when we touched on the Marcus Rashford beating Wayne Rooney's record, or it might have been Haaland beating Shearer, I can't remember. But if they're to come in, they have to come in and hit the ground running in arguably the most competitive league in the world. And young players aren't given that game time because managers need results ASAP in a time where it's become popular to hot potato the managers. So if players aren't performing, they're fucking on the bench straight away. Do you know what I mean? Like, so players have to go abroad now. Otherwise, they're just not playing football. And I mean, at 19 years old, and he's 19 now, so he'd have went out there at like 17 years old, mate. There's a lot of 17-year-olds that go through academies and they get signed up or whatever, and before they're 22 years old, they're not footballers anymore.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because like the chances of becoming a footballer are so fine and so minute that they just fall by the wayside. So players like Bellingham and Sancho, they have to look abroad. That's why places like Dortmund are attractive. I mean, Ajax are the same as well. I mean, like, fucking, it's a haven for players in Holland. But if I was a young talent, I'd be looking at Ajax.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 45 minutes away. It's fucking ideal, isn't it?
It is an interesting one. But yeah, I feel like we spent like 20 minutes talking about Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, offering to sign for Liverpool at the end of the year and then me call him a cunt by fucking August.
But yeah, he's done amazing. It'll be interesting to see how we get on next round against Francais.
En français.
En français.
In French.
Yeah, the Mbappe, Giroud, fucking dream team of those two at the moment. Giroud's just broke the record, and fucking Mbappe's going to do it in about 3 weeks' time. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be the shortest record held ever, I think.
It's going to be quick, mate. But to be fair, though, I'm glad Giroud got it, though. I don't think he got a fair run in the Premier League. I think Chelsea fans gave him shit when he was there. There's a few I know that rated him. And then Arsenal as well. I don't know. Because he wasn't like your typical nippy number nine or fucking fancy on the ball or whatever. Or your Ruud van Nistelrooy on the end of the ball. He's more of a classic number nine, wasn't he? I mean, like the number nine that we know from when we were kids. He's a completely different option. But that doesn't mean he's bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I think while he was in England, fucking hell, at one point, I remember him getting compared to Nicholas Bendtner. And I was like, come on. I was like, fucking give the guy a bit of fucking... I mean, like, we keep joking, don't we? I was like, when he's an old man in his little rocking chair, right, he's going to put on a video of Olivier Giroud's best goals, and his kids are going to think he's the greatest goal scorer of all time. Because he has scored some fucking incredible...
There's a couple of scorpions in there. There's a couple of fucking bicycles. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, the bicycle he scored at the weekend, there was nothing wrong with it. There was nothing wrong.
They stopped him for
it.
A head injury, didn't they?
Fuck off, mate. I'm talking Chesney stayed down, right, because he knew he'd fucked up. He's come for the ball. He's nowhere fucking near it. He stayed down. The ball's fucking hung up in the air, and Giroud bicyed it into the bottom corner. And the referee fucking... And you watch the replay. Chesney knows he's fucked up, and he stayed down on purpose. If I was the ref, I'd have just fucking given the goal. Just been like, tough shit, mate. Don't fucking come and claim the ball if you ain't going to win it, you cunt. There's nothing wrong with his head. It was bollocks, mate. Absolute bullshit. But yeah, I think it's only now that he's starting to get his flowers and people are starting to give him a bit of respect. I mean, like, when you look at the list of French strikers over the years, and he's top of that,
yeah.
Mate, fucking, what a fucking list, mate. There have been some fucking absolute incredible strikers, and the fact that his name's not amongst them, it's above them. Speaks volumes about how good he is. And even when you go back to the Euros last, like, what did he do? Score one goal? And it was all Mbappe. Do you know what I mean? It was all fucking Griezmann. He was holding the ball up, letting the guys get involved, fucking dropping deep, similar to what Firmino did for Mane and Salah. Do you know what I mean? And very selfless, that tournament. And the World Cup beforehand as well. He could have 60-plus goals comfortably for France, but... That wasn't his role. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm really happy for him, mate.
Yeah, no, it's, to be fair, it's decent. It's going to be a big... I think whoever wins this between England and France, they're getting through to the final.
Yeah, I think so too.
Even though Portugal fucking came out winning, what's it, 6-1?
Was it 6-1 in the end?
6-1 in the end, yeah.
Fuck off, was it?
Yeah, 6-1.
Oh my God.
2-0 at halftime, and then they boshed... Four more past them, obviously. But they put three
Jesus
more
Christ
past them, and then they scored one in the last minute. Did you not even know that?
No, I fucking... I watched up until... Was it? Pepe scored. Yeah, I watched up until half time, and then...
Yeah, that was the wrong fucking half to watch, mate.
Yeah, I fucking... Yeah, tell that to my boy. Do you know what I mean? Fuck's sake. Fucking went into him and I had to deal with him for 30 minutes. And then I texted you then. Like, I was like, mate, fucking... There's no chance of recording's happening tonight. And then me and Charlotte watched the second episode of Wednesday, which if you haven't watched it, mate, get on it. It is quality. I'm watching that when I go downstairs in a minute. But yeah, and then the football chat were chatting away and all that. And they're like, oh, this kid's got a hat trick, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I must have ended like 4-1 then. Do you know what I mean? I didn't even check it. Jesus Christ, 6-1. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, hat trick in a fucking quarter round of 16 knockout. Do you know what I mean? That's a great fucking
debut.
Board to be kicked. Yeah, and do you know why he got on? Because Ronaldo's a cunt.
Mate, did you see Gary Neville today?
No.
He said... Oh,
did he get blanked again?
He's going to get blanked again. I don't think they'll meet up ever again.
Would you meet up with Gary Neville, though? Would you, really?
Eh?
Would you meet up with Gary Neville?
I like Nev. I reckon he's sound. He's fucking... Oh. He's all right.
Do you know what? He sticks up for the working class, whatever, unless they happen to work in fucking Qatar, and then he's all about taking the money off those fuckers.
He's yeah, I like Nev. He's I think Nev. He's
what, his dad?
Yeah, Neville. I think he's fair on commentary. Do you know what I mean? Like he's good on Monday Night Football. He's good as a pundit. He doesn't sugarcoat it. Like you fucking ask Graham Souness, right? Unless he's slagging off Paul Pogba, right? He just sits on the fence the whole time. Do you know what I mean? Like he doesn't know which way he wants to go. Never tell you as it is. Do you know what I mean? Like there's too many pundits that fucking won't. Do you know what I mean? Like fuck. But anyway, he said something like Ronaldo is obviously arguably the greatest of all time. And if he's not the greatest, he's in the conversation. But he's in danger of marring his career basically with this petulance. He was like, Juventus couldn't have been wrong. Man United couldn't have been wrong. And Portugal couldn't be wrong. Like if all three of them are taking the same stance with Ronaldo, there's a common denominator, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? Like you're an old boy, and not only are you an old boy, because it's not about that. It's like we said before, isn't it? It's not about being the old boy. It's about playing the role that you're given at the age that you're at. You're not a 90-minute player anymore. Do you know what I mean? You're going to come on for the last half hour. Do you know what I mean? Like you're going to fucking do what's needed, and that's what was asked of him against Tottenham. Do you know what I mean? Like, and he threw his toys at the prem.
I think the big thing for me with him, like you said, three teams can't be wrong. But there's not a thing of with Ten Hag who is trying to make a point, trying to stamp his authority on the team, and kind of, yeah, all right, he wanted to put him on the last 2 minutes, and should that be Ronaldo's role? Could that have been someone else's? That's up for debate. But what he has now with, is it Santos? Fernando Santos for Portugal. He knows him. He's been the manager there for like 6 years, 7 years. Like it's not like he doesn't know who fucking Ronaldo is. He's helped get the best of him. He's obviously seen him in the worst times and stuff like that. And he's even saying now, yeah, he's basically saying the wrong shit when I'm taking him off games. Well, when I take him off a game, he shouldn't be saying, oh yeah, you can't wait to take me off and stuff like that. It's like, it's that classic thing. It's like Ronaldo's going to turn into the Kanye West of football. He's got all this brilliance. He can do all this great stuff, but his mouth is going to ruin it for him. And he's just going to become a laughing stock, a bit of a meme, a bit of a joke, and a little bit worrying from his attitude and his actions.
That's it for me, mate. When I was chatting about it before, I said that we've spent a long time trying to get toxic mentality and toxic attitude out of Carrington and out of Old Trafford. And Ronaldo's undoing all of that. And all he's doing is showing the young lads, this is the way to act.
Yeah.
And this is how, like, I'm the greatest ever. And if it works for me, it'll work for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, and like you just said, it's a lot of it is not, it's not what you give on the pitch. It's not what you do for a team. It's the behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking he won't care, but I unfollowed him on Instagram. There you
what?
Go. Yeah, absolutely, mate. Breaking. I unfollowed him on Instagram.
Why?
Yeah, when he left United, I was like, he can get fucked. And I unfollowed him. I can guarantee you I wouldn't have been the only one, mate. There'd be a lot of United fans that would have felt the same way. He fucking disrespected the club massively. Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking you can't go on acting like that. I mean, like, especially when nothing's actually happened. Like when you listen to that interview, I don't know if you actually watched it or whatever, but when you watch it, it's just a poor old me routine.
Yeah.
Pour me another drink. Peep show for you. I've got Charlotte, right? I'm not going to say what I got. She doesn't fucking listen to the pod, but just in case. I've got something for Christmas, which is quite small, right? Not my cock before you start. I fucking saw you twitching towards the microphone, you cunt. But expensive. Definitely not my cock. But anyway, when I hand it to her, I'm going to go, slim but promising, Mark. Slim but promising.
All right, also, if you don't watch Peep Show, you're fucked again. So if you don't know us and you don't watch Peep Show, unlucky.
Sorry, lads. Or lasses, or whatever.
Or anything
Yeah,
in between.
yeah. Or whatever you identify with. Yeah, I mean, like, for me now, I mean, Ronaldo can sit on a throne of history and say, I've got 700 odd goals. I've fucking broken every record there is to break. If you pay me X amount, I will do the same for your team, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But all he's shown recently is what else he does for the team, which is quite damaging and detrimental. And I don't, the fact that nobody, I mean, you can argue fucking you're at a World Cup and it's not the right time, but nobody has voiced their interest in Ronaldo apart from a random Saudi Arabian country. Genuinely, yeah. Mate, this might be the end of Ronaldo's career. And that sounds fucking insane, but mate, who wants that around?
The thing is, as well, look, you're never going to have the same Ronaldo as what you have 10 years ago or whatever, or 5 years ago, or even fucking 3 years ago. You're not going to have that same player. But we're not. Ronaldo's career isn't ending because of his ability on the pitch. Ronaldo's career is ending because of Ronaldo, and that's it. He cannot look back on his career and say, it was an injury that put me out. It was this. What put him out was his fucking shit attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Portugal is seeing that. And Portugal have just shown straight away that they don't fucking need him. And it, actually, they can put players on that pitch and they'll fight for each other. I remember years ago when Portugal went out, I think, of a World Cup on penalties, and Ronaldo was the fifth fucking penalty taken. You're like, if there's no pressure on it, and it's in the game, and you want to get your stats up, mate, you're the fucking first one there. But when it matters the most, all right, yeah, there might be a thing of fucking psychological, well, there's more pressure at the end. But there's fucking more pressure if none of the fuckers are scored first. You set the example, mate, you go first.
He did it all the time for us. Whenever we had a cup, he was always either the fourth or the fifth penalty taker. And that's because he wanted to be the one to that would it, be like, running off with the winning goal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, set the pace. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I give Eric Dier shit, mate, but fucking, I'll tell you what, fucking, when he rocketed that fucking penalty into the top bracket against Colombia, genuinely, mate, I turned around to the lads I was with and I was like, we're winning this. Do you know what I mean? I was like, we're winning this. Do you know what I mean? And fucking straight away, the belief that you put in, there's no keeper, you could put three keepers in that goal and they weren't stopping it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to set the fucking pace. And like you said, mate, fucking Portugal looked very good last night. Like I didn't give them enough fucking credit in not just the group stages. Fucking, I didn't realize how good they actually were. I don't know if that's just me or if they've snuck up on everybody. But fucking, they were men.
Hello, it's Portugal.
was that your best Portuguese accent? Was it?
I don't even know what that was. That was just me going, hello. Hello, it's Portugal here.
I couldn't even tell you what a Portuguese accent even sounds like.
I'm guessing it's a bit Spanishy, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a Spanish twang to it. But yeah, mate, I wouldn't play him for the rest of the tournament.
Why would you? You don't need to.
That's what I mean.
Bring him on for 2 minutes at the end. Say fuck you.
Fuck it. Oh, mate. Oh, could you imagine, right, if the gaffer tried bringing him on for the last 30 seconds last night in the 6-1?
Yeah. No. Imagine if they're like 3-0 up, hey, in the final, and he goes, "You know what, Ronaldo? Go on, mate. Well, just waste time for that."
They won't be free up in the final, will they? Because they're playing us in the semis. So, bosh.
And it's going to be a very good game.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's that classic thing as well. They brought the bloke on. He had his proper full debut last night. Scored a hat trick. No fucking about it. And it's great because you're automatically like going, well, he's the best player in the fucking world. Because you just see players that you'll never ever hear of again, and I'm not saying he's one, but like, and it's probably the first time I've ever really watched that Hakimi for Morocco against Spain, and he was just shit hot. Like, had an amazing free kick. I was like, well, this is a Moroccan Leighton Baines then, obviously. And like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, now looking at him going, all right, so how do I get a poster of him, and how do I let my missus put it on the wall?
So just quickly, do you know who Hakimi plays for?
No.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Does he? Oh, fuck.
He's not. He's not alone. You think you're scouting on FIFA 12 and you picked up a random Freddy Adu or an unknown. He's pretty.
Yeah,
he's
pretty all right, well I'm known, deleting mate. That from the pod. Fuck you. No.
That in. 100%.
I'm keeping that in. Nah, I'll keep that in. But, mate, no, I did not realize. Do you know what? I didn't even fucking. I just thought. He's got like a shaved head, Danny. Do you know what? Last night, I was looking at him and I was going, he looks like the bloke off. Ted Lasso.
He looks like that guy that plays Paris Saint-Germain.
No, do you ever watch Ted Lasso?
No, it's on my list to keep me in touch.
Oh, mate, there's a fucking guy on there, yeah. And he looks just like him. He's like the fucking, what's it called? Like the kit man. But kit yeah, man. No, fucking, yeah, all right, that's me, fucked it.
Yeah, it's on my list, mate. I do like Jason Sudeikis, but I've got fucking 101 other things to watch.
He's the main guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm 30 obviously. Seconds away from finishing 30 seconds 30 minutes away from finishing FIFA Uncovered, but it's the kind of thing you do need to fucking listen to, do you know what I mean? Like, so when Killian's fucking running around with his toy dinosaurs and shouting Triceratops and T-Rex at me, I was like, oh, right, well, I'm not watching this now, am I? For fuck's sake. So, but yeah.
Also,
it's on my list, mate. It is on my list.
Amrabat as well. I don't watch Italian, apparently plays for fucking Fiorentina or whatever. Fuck knows. Yeah. He looks like a fucking badass. By the way, I'm going to send you a picture of him, mate. You are
I know what
not...
he looks like. Apparently, he was he's been a fucking beast.
Mate, he was fucking unbelievable as well.
Yeah,
but look at that photo.
They were 40-1 to wait there. So if I open this now and there's a picture of your cock, right? I'm going to fuck it. We're going to.
No.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking drug dealer.
He looks fucking mean, doesn't he? Yeah, mate, he was bossing it as well. He just bossed it. Those two last night were unfucking believable. Best players on the pitch. That's probably why he plays for fucking. That's probably why fucking Hakimi plays for fucking Paris Saint Germain.
What, in a shit league? Yeah, carry on, mate.
It is a shit league.
It's a stat padding in a pony league. Have a day off. I can't remember what I was going to say. Anyway, listen, right? Fucking. It's going to be a good game Saturday.
Do you think?
What I do know as well is we're the 7 p.m. kickoff, which is they've changed it around, so we'll know who the winner of our game's playing before our game kicks off. Morocco Portugal will be playing at 3:00.
Damn.
Yeah,
because it's going to be Portugal. Like we've got to say who you reckon it. So wait, let's jump through all of the things quickly and who are we predicting, right?
Let's get the.
So first of all,
my predictions have been horrendous, by the way. Well,
I think fucking loads of people have, right?
Spain look like contenders to win it out. Go on then.
So
hit me with it.
So the first one is tomorrow, is it? Is it tomorrow?
I'm not sure. What day are we on now? Wednesday.
Yeah, today. Well, today's Wednesday. Yeah.
No, it's Friday, isn't it?
So it's Friday. So when this goes out, it'll be tomorrow. So it's Croatia, Brazil.
I can't watch either of them. This is what I'm saying. Got the work conference fucking that'll still be going on at 3:00. And then Netherlands, Argentina, I'll be fucking playing football. So
sorry they didn't check with you before they fucking put this in.
Yeah, I know. Fucking, can you watch the games? Can you get into a pub? No, both answers.
Croatia, Brazil. You're the one that fucking sets the football up. Just cancel the football, you fucking idiot. Croatia, Brazil.
Brazil.
Got to be. Netherlands, Argentina?
Argentina.
Gotta be. They've fucking started to play now. Morocco, Portugal?
Morocco.
Really? You've literally been saying on this how amazing fucking Portugal played and how they've snuck up.
Yeah, but they played Switzerland, man. That's shit. Morocco are very similar to Portugal a few years ago where they just drag games to draws. They don't concede many goals, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, they're going to be difficult to fucking break down. And you know, I think if they sneak them to the later stages of the game, I think they can nick it. They can nick it. But keeping them quiet is going to be a fucking problem, though.
All right, sweet.
And you don't even need to ask me the next one.
Yeah, who's the next one? Corner, England, France.
England.
Ooh. Like, actually, what you think, right?
I reckon we're winning it 2-1.
Ooh, do you? 2-1.
I don't think we're keeping a clean sheet. Mbappe's fucking... problem with Mbappe is he can pick the ball up from 50 yards and he can fucking just absolutely terrorize you. I think we start Kyle Walker on the right, and we just say, Kyle Walker, right, you're out of this game, just man mark him. I don't give a fuck where he runs, I don't give a fuck where he goes, I don't give a shit if he goes to the toilet to fucking have a Donald dump, right, you're following him, just fucking man mark the cunt out of the game, and we'll play around it. And we've got an embarrassment of fucking riches up front, coming off the wings, and mate, for the first time ever, genuinely, we said at the start, we were like, they got a great defence, there's no fucking denying that. They got great strikers. Their midfield is fucking shit. And we said this before, Rabiot is not fucking good. Chiellini, or whatever his frigging name is, very, very, very young. I know he plays for Real Madrid, but very, very young. And we said at the start, our defence isn't great, right? But we've conceded one goal from open play in four games. That is fucking strong, mate. Do you know what I mean? We've got an embarrassment of players up front. And for the first time ever, mate, we've got fucking midfielders that, for the first time in the last fucking like 10, 15 years, that are actually solid, fucking good midfielders. And I think we bully them in the middle of the park. I don't think we beat them in the middle of the park. I think we fucking bully them. But we need to convert those chances, and we need to fucking keep their top players off the fucking ball going forward. And that player, I know everyone's fucking like looking at him, but he is a piss take, mate. He is fucking incredible.
I think, and this is going to be that sort of stereotype of French players, especially modern French players. If you frustrate them, I feel like they get pissed off. Mm-hmm. Mbappe is one of those, like, you'll see he'll start fucking being fucked off if he doesn't get the ball and stuff like that, or he's making runs and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And I do think that that's a possibility. I do think England can do it. Do I think they will? I'm not sure they will. I just think they'll might show them a little bit too much respect. I feel like that's an Fuck issue respect. we have. No, but I think that's an issue we have, or the English team have, under Southgate, because we feel like we've kind of done that before, and then we'll start playing in the second half. We'll kind of sit off him a little bit too much. I agree with all the other ones. I think Portugal will do Morocco.
That game's up in the air for me. I think Portugal will go through, but I don't know. There's a part of me that just thinks Morocco are just going to fucking just drag them to a fucking draw.
Do you think Brazil beat Argentina?
Yeah.
With R9?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What a guy.
That's going to be an interesting one. It will be interesting that it's going to be that coming in. I don't see Netherlands winning that.
No.
Croatia isn't, for me, not even a question.
Neymar back fully fit is a problem for any defender.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just...
But when he meets us in the final, mate, we'll let Kyle Walker deal with him. That's not a problem. That's not a problem, mate. The next 10 days, all right, could be the greatest 10 days of our lives. Is all I'm saying. Saturday in Cardiff with the football lot, mate.
Yeah, you're going to be struggling, mate.
Mate, not even that, right? Fucking, it is a catalyst for one of the messiest nights ever. And fucking, mate, we're going to Wales as England fans. And if we end up in the semis, wow. It's going to be fucking weird. And even if we don't and we get knocked out, right? The Welsh fans are going to be buzzing, aren't they? And they're just going to be taking the piss out of us. And there are a few people in our group who don't take banter very well. And I think I'm going to end up fucking being a referee all night. So part of me loves the fact that we're playing on the Saturday when we go there, because I enjoy all that kind of nonsense, like being in pubs and around fans and all that kind of stuff. What do you reckon? You reckon the same as me, but Portugal and France with your...
I reckon Brazil, Argentina.
Yeah.
I reckon Portugal.
Don't say it.
I just don't think. I think we'll show them too much respect. And you'll have a shit night.
I'll have a great night anyway, mate, to be honest. I mean, like, fucking, I think any team that goes up against that France team is in for a fucking difficult game.
Mm.
And to be honest, I know we said before, we were like, oh, going out the quarters would be disappointing. But if you go out to this France team, you can't really be that pissed off.
If you go out to this France team, I always feel as well, the team you go out to, I always then want them to win.
You want them to win it.
Because I'm like, well, we lost to the champions then, that's fine.
What do you expect? Of course we lost. They won the whole fucking thing. Come on.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, if we lost to Iran, I'd be like, well, fucking Iran have got to go all the way now.
I joke with that, Ben. Fucking hell. There's no way the Qataris would have let that happen. Hell, there'd have been something.
I just, and then I think in the final, I reckon Argentina do Brazil. They've done them previously in the fucking Copa de America, whatever the fuck it was. They did them in the final of that, didn't they? I reckon everyone is now trying to fucking...
R9 has evolved, mate. He is the Charizard. He is the full fucking version. He has evolved into the main man. They haven't played against fucking R9 yet, have they? Bosh.
But I reckon they do it. Wait. And then in the final...
France-Argentina.
France-Argentina, I reckon.
Fucking hell.
That'd be a fucking joke of a final, wouldn't it?
If France win the World Cup, two World Cups in a row, mate, fucking hell.
Did Spain do that? They did, didn't they? They won €2, did they? They won
Euro... I'm too sure. By the way, there's you worrying earlier about it only being like a 30-minute podcast. Fucking, what's that, almost an hour now?
Yeah. I wasn't worried about it. I was thinking, fucking hell. I didn't realise we talk about Jude Bellingham and my lack of fucking PSG's fucking...
I love how eggy you get when I say little things, right? Like when I said, oh, you're worried about it. I was worried about it. Like, I was worried.
Yeah, in 2000. Sorry, wait. I'm miles away. I'm now looking at fucking Spain's World Cup record. If you want to know, in 1930 they didn't enter. Then they got to the quarterfinals in 1934. And where the fuck is that
boring,
flag?
Boring, snoring.
Italy. That's the old Italian flag. Then they withdrew in 1938 due to the Spanish Civil War. They didn't qualify in 1954, 1958. They got to the group stages, 1962 and 1966. They didn't qualify again, 1970, 1974. Then they got to the group stage in 1978.
I apologize to everybody.
Second group stage. Apparently there was two group stages in 1982, which they qualified as host. And then quarterfinals.
Do you think this is good content?
In 1986, 1990, they got to around the 16. Quarterfinals in 1994. Hey. Group stage in 1998. Quarterfinals in 2002, 2006, they got to around to 16. Champions in South Africa. In 2010.
South
Africa. And then Brazil, they got to the group stages where they lost fucking horrifically. And then they got round of 16 in Russia and round of 16 in Qatar. There you go.
Right, so you took three minutes, right?
I didn't take fucking 3 minutes.
Pissing about fucking reading all that bollocks, right, to answer your own question, which was no.
No, they didn't. But they won two things. So they won a Euros and then a...
You couldn't have simplified that? No? You have to give us some Spanish history?
They won a Euros and a World Cup in a row, didn't they? Oh, they won 2 Euros. That was it?
Yeah.
2008, 2012.
They won 2 Euros. They didn't do the World Cup, did they?
1960. do you want to know the stats? Go on, fuck it. France, 1960, didn't qualify.
I want it or not, I'm sure you're about to give it to me. So
I'm giving it to you, mate. I'm giving it to you. 1964, they hosted it and won it. 1968, 1972, and 1976, they didn't qualify. What a downturn that was. 1980, got to group stages. 1984, they were runners-up. 1988, great year. Group stages. 1992, did not qualify. 1996, quarterfinals. 2000, quarterfinals. 2004, group stages. 2008, champions. 2012, champions. 2016, round of 16. That was quite good, wasn't it? 2020, with semi-finals. There you go. Next one's in Germany.
Happy with yourself?
They've won three titles. There you go.
Please be yourself.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm quite impressed I could read that much. I'm fucking...
Yeah. You got a little bit light-headed. Well, great. I'm sure
it's the only light thing about content. Me.
And thickness of your cock. yeah. Wow. Sorry for that, everybody. But there we go. That's... What an end. What an end. Well done, mate. You've
Who should we do next week?
Well, tail that off. Germany. Germany's a nice, interesting one.
Germany. We'll do Germany next week. Right,
yeah, Germany's a nice one.
Oh, yeah, we'll do a bit of Germany.
Schweinsteiger.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. That was a good German accent. Smashed it.
No, didn't I?
Yeah. Right.
I'm tired.
Wrap things up then.
Cheers, guys. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, fucking well done.
You could have left 6 minutes ago.
You could have left 20 minutes ago. Could have left after the intros.
An hour ago.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you like what you hear, you probably have bad taste. But give us a rating, thumbs up, share with your mates, and all that sort of stuff. We'll be back next week talking about the quarterfinals going into the semis.
Enjoy the quarterfinals.
Yeah, whoever you enjoy are, wherever you time. Are. If your enjoy team's playing, if your team's not,
enjoy it.
Enjoy it, all right?
Enjoy the demolition of the French.
Adios.
Oh, you have to do it.
Hey guys, Sam here again. Just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us. We will be back next week with another episode of the Farmers League podcast. Until then, adios.